just before the new year, a roadside bomb in Iraq killed a soldier from Durham, North Carolina. That soldier, Specialist Prince Tawiya, came to Durham from the African nation of Liberia in 1998. From North Carolina Public Radio, Rusty Jacobs has his story.
Prince Tawiya was the type of person who always wanted to put a smile on your face, according to his childhood friend, Daniel Kay. Kay is sitting in his apartment in Durham listening to a South African pop song that Prince Tawiya loved.
Whenever he listens to this music and he feels so good, you know, yeah. So since he went away, you know, these are the music that I'll be listening to keep his memories around me, yeah.
The two friends were roommates before Kay moved in with his girlfriend and Tawiya joined the army.
We were kids together. We grew up together. Yeah, and it's like brother, you know, because we does everything in common. And everything, you know, he have, you know, he shared with me, you know.
Kay takes out a small collection of photos of Tawiya. The fallen soldier had soft, wide-set eyes. He looks at the camera with a hesitant smile, conveying a somewhat serious demeanor, whether dressed in casual street clothes and leaning up against his new car, or wearing camouflage military gear standing next to his Humvee. According to Kay, Tawiya managed his life in a way that matches the sober look in the photos.
He always wanted his life to be better. So the only things he do for his living, you know, work. From work, he sit home, study his license, you know. If he have time to play soccer, we all go and play soccer, and that was it.
Tawiya was an excellent soccer player. He worked at a gas station convenience store and had taken courses at one local college before enrolling at North Carolina Central University. He planned to major in physics. But Tawiya only completed 1 year at Central before joining the Army a little more than a year ago. Daniel Kay says Tawiya enlisted for the financial benefits. And speaking by phone from his home in Delaware, Tawiya's father, John, says his son had long harbored a desire to serve in the military.
The very day he arrived in America, he said, "Daddy, I want to join the U.S. Army." And I said, "Well, okay, that would be fine, but you have to go to school first."
John Tawiya came to America in 1990, seeking refuge from a war-torn country. He was a maritime lawyer who shared a tribal affiliation with the head of the government under attack. Once in the U.S., John Tawiya began sending for his children. He wanted them to be safe and to get a strong education. Prince Tawiya's sister, Zipporah, says her brother hoped to go back to Liberia someday.
He wanted to be a senator in Sino County, where my dad is from, in Liberia.
And Zipporah says she believes her brother would have achieved his goals.
Because he's a go-getter. He tried so many times to join the army, and he finally did. He always go take the test, and when he don't pass the test, he go back, he try again.
The last time Zipporah Tawiya got to speak to her brother was about a week before he left for Iraq in November. She told him how disappointed she was they couldn't see each other before he left. He told her to hang in there and that he'd come see her as soon as he got back. On December 29th, a roadside bomb exploded near Tawiya's Humvee, killing him and wounding several other members of the 101st Airborne Division. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs.